This is a nightmare thousands of Washington parents face. Lorena Taylor McPhail says her son had his first psychotic episode when he was 21. He was treated, but later he went off his medication and started hearing voices. She told a state Senate committee she called 911 to try to get him held in a psychiatric wing at Harborview Hospital.
The EMT called Harborview and they had 7 waiting in the ER and their beds were full. So they asked me where I wanted him to go. And I felt he had no choice but to go to the closest hospital.
A mental health professional there determined there was no imminent danger, so they released him. And a day later, he
committed suicide by throwing himself out of Fairmont Hotel, June 13th, 2011.
She told senators her son might be alive today if they had implemented a law that was approved 3 years ago. It would make it easier to hold someone on an emergency basis. This year, lawmakers are again debating whether to implement that change. The problem is money. If more people in crisis can be detained, then you'll need up to 3,000 more psychiatric beds statewide. King County's mental health director, Amnon Schoenfeld, says that's not even acknowledging an existing backlog.
I'm very worried about having many more people being strapped down in emergency rooms waiting for days to get into a treatment bed.
He's against making the changes because he fears the state will underfund it and he'll have to pay for those gurneys in emergency rooms by canceling outreach programs. Advocates for the mentally ill and their families are hopeful that more involuntary commitments might actually prevent problems. Sandy Ando is with the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
I know of many folks who, if they get help earlier, are able to come out of their break sooner and more effectively.
The backdrop is 3 years of budget cuts to the mental health system and new worries that too many people suffering a psychotic episode end up homeless or in jail. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.